Like. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And if you would like to listen on your phone, you can dial 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And I need to tell you very quickly about the meetup last night. It was really interesting. Dr. Norman Shealy was on first. He was on stage first, and he started the type 2 diabetes clinical trials right there at the restaurant. People met with him right at the restaurant, and they're going to meet with him again and again and again, and he's providing all the materials necessary for these clinical trials. He wants to get people free from diabetes. Dr. Howard Shane was there. Storm and Norm Cantwell, you've seen the movie Roadhouse. It was about his life story. He was there. Ken Hurley was there. John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite were there. Roy Birdsong was there. Mike Ma showed up. He came in from Florida, and he's scheduled to be in the studio with me. Spent some time this afternoon together at the farm. Mike Parsons drove in from Tennessee. He had a trailer load, a gooseneck trailer load of 55-gallon plastic barrels, food-grade storage barrels, and we unloaded those, and every single one of them was sold at cost, $30 a piece. They're all gone. And Linus was there. Linus certainly was there. And I was there. 11 of us. 11 instructors, and we packed the restaurant. Today we've got a really interesting class. Now, I knew Kermit as a student in high school in a very rural part of Virginia. I was the county school system computer technology consultant. Kermit's mother was a teacher, now a real teacher. I know Kermit's mom and dad. They've both been to our farm in Virginia. Kermit's been to the farm. And if you've seen the movie Summersby with Richard Gere and Jodie Foster, you'll see the part of Virginia where we met. That part of Virginia where the movie was filmed, has a courthouse. And that's the same courthouse where I was called to jury duty. And of course, I was the only one thrown off the jury. Kermit graduated high school, and he was accepted at one of the nation's most prestigious institutions, the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis. He was a surface warfare officer, and he served as a command chaplain. And unlike many of our USA preparers, he helps those in the brig. And unlike many of our USAprepares.com instructors, Kermit Jones is not in jail. He recently transitioned from active duty to the Navy Reserves, and he's now working in the area as a government civilian. I'm delighted to welcome to USA Prepares our newest instructor and author, Kermit Jones. Kermit, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you very much.
Hey, Kermit, you figured out how to accomplish something that most families have been struggling with and have been unable to figure out. How to teach our children about preparedness. I have in my hands a copy of your book, and it's called Prepper Pete Prepares. Now, this is kind of like the style of a Berenstain Bears book. It's a very quick read, lots of pictures on every page, and it's great for that bedtime story for those young ones in a young family. It's a great read, and the children will learn how to read with it, but it teaches preparedness. So let me say this. I'm impressed with this book. I have not seen any other solution like this one in the preparedness arena. I don't know of a single book that was written for the very, very young to prepare. So let me ask you, why did you write this book?
Well, Vincent, the bottom line is I think that people should be better prepared. And, I'm not just talking about doomsday. We hear the phrase the end of the world. You know, people are preparing for the end of the world or something. But there's a different phrase, the end of the world as we know it. Those are two different things. The only thing constant in the world is change. And I think that we should be prepared for whatever change is coming. Be prepared for the unexpected. And the thing is, prepping doesn't happen in a vacuum. It affects the people around you. Your friends notice things. You say things. You don't laugh at some jokes, and you make jokes about other things. Your spouse, it affects them. But it really affects your kids. And I think that kids are different in a lot of ways, and you have to be careful with them. You know, you can't just throw something at them like, the end of the world as you know it might be coming, and expect them to just get it. And you've got to be able to explain the difference between what's actual and what's possible. That this could happen versus this is going to happen. You know, if you tell a kid, the end of the world could be coming, they don't hear the could. They hear the end of the world is coming, and that scares them. And I don't think we should be scaring kids.
Kermit, that's a really good point, because we as adults have a perspective. And even I have a different perspective from you because I'm many years older than you are. So I've seen things before you were born. And what I believe you're saying is you have a perspective as a parent and your wife does because you're older than your children. So you can think back, but they can't because they weren't around.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And explaining that, why do we have extra food, maybe in the closet, maybe under the bed? Why do we not tell everybody about what we're doing? Why are we learning these skills? All of that kind of boils down to it, just to be able to explain that to them without scaring them. And, one guy stumbled across the book last week. He posted a point, and the title was Prepping Kids for ... Prepping. And that was, and I was just like, bingo, that's it. You're prepping your kids to start the prepping process, not to scare them into it, but just to make them aware of the stuff that's taking place and to show them from their point of view what it is that you may or may not be doing as a parent.
One of the things that you bring to the book is that you grew up in rural Virginia, very much like where I am here in Missouri. Houses are far apart. There aren't many stores. There might be one gas station every 11 miles. There are a lot of small farms. And you just can't go buy whatever you want to buy. When I lived in the area where you are, the same county, the nearest Chinese factory outlet or Walmart was about 20 miles away. That was the closest one. And we're talking about the East Coast. So, there are plenty of places where Walmarts are every, 10 minutes. But that's not the case in rural Virginia, and certainly not the case in rural Missouri. So you came from a perspective where you had to make sure you had what you needed before you needed it, right? So that's
right.
That's, I believe, what you're teaching in Prepper Pete Prepares.
That's right. And, you know, I also remember growing up in that town, and, you know, my parents are still there, so I get to go back and visit. They didn't watch me every second of every day. You know, I had freedoms. There wasn't some of the problems that exist in other parts. I could go and do stuff. I knew that if I did something wrong somewhere, someone was going to hold me accountable because my parents are going to find out about it because it was community. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a key point to all things of even prepping is it does require a certain amount of community. And so I'm thankful that I had kind of that background. And I think that it is informed a lot of stuff because I look back at my childhood and I think, you know, I learned a lot of stuff growing up and I got to experience a lot of stuff growing up and I want my kids to experience the same things. I don't want everything to be given to them. I don't want people to dictate what I can and can't teach them. I want to teach my kids according to the values that I hold. And unfortunately, our society isn't necessarily moving in that direction. But I want my kids to learn what I want them to learn and so that they're prepared for whatever may come. So that when they grow up, they can handle whatever situation comes at them. Even if they haven't seen it, they can at least have a confidence of, you know, I know how to handle something like this because I've been preparing for other things. So avoid kind of the tunnel vision with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have not counted the number of words in your book, but there are lots of pictures, and I can tell you that I think you chose your words very, very carefully. And what I mean by that is you talk about how ants prepare in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, so they can make it through the winter, so they can survive the winter and come out the other side just fine. And you talk about why Prepper Pete, the character in this book, prepares, but you're not scaring people with frightening images. You're showing them some things that they've seen before. They've seen the rain. They've seen inclement weather. And I think you've done it very, very tastefully, very, very effectively, and in a non-threatening, non-frightening manner. It's just, you know, this is the way it should be. This is the way we do it. And here's why. Because there's things that are coming our way. We don't know exactly which one might happen. But let's get ready for any and all of them. That's the message that I took away. Was that your intent?
Yeah, that was very much the message. I mean, you know, Prepper Pete's signature line, if you look on the back of the book, and I'm trying to include it in every one in the series, is that, you know, some people prep because they're afraid. But our family doesn't have to be afraid because we're prepared. That's the goal that I think we should be doing is that we don't have to be afraid because we're moving in a direction of just being prepared for whatever. And I didn't want to scare kids. I wanted to do it in a fun way that they could see some of these ideas, that, you know, that they kind of make sense. You know, power outages happen and yeah. Floods and natural disasters happen.
Hold that thought. Kermit Jones. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we are talking about Prepper Pete Prepares, a children's book teaching young children in our families how to prepare. Power outages happen, and this is a book, I believe, that is a great, great option for those of you who want to teach our type of lifestyle to our children, because that lifestyle may be a little different from our children's friends and the friends' families with whom they associate. So it's a children's book, and let's talk about, why did you select that medium?
Well, that requires a little bit of information maybe. It's fun. That might be a good start. In some ways, I grew up in rural Virginia. I've kind of always been a prepper, but my eyes were kind of open. I was reading a particular prepper novel called Avalon the Retreat, by Michael Ruston. And I thought, hey, that's a great book. I can write my own. And so I started kind of writing out this character, and one of the characters had children, and I wanted to do a good backstory. So I was trying to figure out, how the heck do you explain this to your kids in advance? I mean, how do you prepare them for something like that? And, this guy's traipsing through the woods, so I had to come up with something that was legit. And I went looking for resources. I scoured the webs, the forums, different places, and I found one or two books that are out there for preppers with kids, how to prep with kids. But I didn't find any for kids. And teaching kids requires a certain mindset and angle. So one day I was sitting with a bit of downtime, and I started piecing together, just a joke book. My kids... a lot of times at bedtime, they ask for magic book, which is when daddy makes up a story, basically. And I go through and they tell me what characters they wanted, and I just create stuff. And so in about an hour, I had written down an outline that was so much information. The original outline actually became three books. And one of them is The Prepper Pete Prepares. That was the first third of the book. And two of the others are the survival of Sam stock stuff with the four Bs they're prepping and then gets out of Dodge for OPSEC and that sort of stuff. And it just explains the why we prep in the basic stuff. But I think the reasons are threefold. One, my grandeur is about writing a novel aside, answering the question, how do you explain prepping to kids? How do you get them ready to go down that road that might be different from their kids without scaring them? And that naturally led to the question, you know, how do I want to teach my kids? You know, because my job as a parent is to protect my kids and to protect them from scary stuff if I can. And so that was my second angle. And then the third one is, you know, I'm sure I've heard you discuss Doomsday Preppers, National Geographic, and people are familiar with that show. But I watched a few episodes, and I'm thinking, you know, some of those people are in great need of improvement in what I call parental prepping. And so, you know, put your gas mask on in 7 seconds or you're going to die is not how I think you should prepare your kids for something. And so I'd be lying if I said that wasn't in the back of my mind as I went through this book. You know, how can I do this in a way that doesn't scare them, both with the pictures and with the words?
Mm-hmm.
So that was as far as, you know, why the children's book. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, really, it's fun. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed doing it. I enjoy talking to my kids about it and other kids and even adults about it, just because, you know, children's books are kind of fun and innocent and everybody enjoys them. So I'm hoping we're on to something that'll last for quite a few books in the series.
I think you're on something, and I think it's excellent. And you mentioned Doomsday Preppers, National Geographic's survivalist reality show. And I saw one of the first episodes of season one. I was invited to a network owner's home in Texas, and he said, "Vinny, you've got to watch this because I know you don't watch TV." So I watched it, and I was pacing around his family room, living room area, and smoke was coming out of my ears because I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, we have an expo, and I don't know anybody who behaves the way these guys do on Doomsday Preppers. So when I got back to Missouri, I called Washington, D.C., I called National Geographic. They hardly knew what I was talking about because this was produced by Sharp Entertainment, and I underscore the word entertainment. And it has mostly entertainment value and just a little bit of educational value. And I was furious with the show. And I called him up and I said, I don't know anybody who behaves this way. I don't know any survivalist type who acts like this. Why don't you come to our expo in Springfield, Missouri, and I will introduce you to real, real survivalists. They took me up on the offer. They came and, you know, they changed their format of their television series to have at least 50% contact because educational content, because we wrote them so hard. We didn't give up, and we wanted to be educational, and they changed. We come back. Kermit Jones, we're talking about Prepper Pete Prepares.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kermit Jones served as a command chaplain with the United States Marine Corps. And he ended up at the Joint Regional Correction Facility. That's the Naval Consolidated Brig in Chesapeake, Virginia. Now, can you tell us for a minute or so what that was all about?
Well, I worked at the brig, not in the brig. So ended up, I just want to clarify what that is. But early on in my naval career, when I graduated the academy, I was a normal surface warfare officer, and I actually resigned from my commission. Saw a need for for chaplaincy and was called into the ministry, and so I went in as a chaplain. And, you know, Navy chaplains, we have the opportunity to actually serve the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. We provide chaplains to all three of those services. And so I was fortunate enough, after Quantico, I went to the Calvins out of Japan for a couple of years, and then I was looking for something different and new, and they were actually just building NAVCON Break Chesapeake, and so I was fortunate enough to get orders and serve there for 2 years as the command chaplain before basically entering in the reserves, which is where I currently serve as the chaplain in the area. So it's an interesting facility, is amazing, great staff, can hold up to 400 prisoners, but I'm obviously not the PAO, and I can't say anything for the base, but I will say it's a phenomenal facility. It's a great example of corrections and rehabilitation in the Department of Defense.
And your role is to help those who are incarcerated in the brig.
Yes, sir. And our goal, if you look on the website, the goal is to rehabilitate and, if possible, bring people back to honorable service once they're discharged. And if not, we want to help make them as productive and contributing members of society. Phenomenal vocational program, provides them skill sets, works with the Department of Labor, so that when they leave, they don't come back. And Navy Corrections actually has a far lower recidivism rate or reentry into the prison system than the general populace or the general population of prison. So they do a really good job at it.
And the reason I mentioned that is when I think of you, here's some of the words that come to mind: thoughtful, insightful, caring, deliberate, community-minded. And I see that in your book. So let's talk about the character. Let's talk about the character Prepper Pete.
Well, Prepper Pete, I wanted something kind of funny that came off the tongue, and Prepper Pete, I was thinking Prepper, and Prepper Paul didn't quite ring as well. So Prepper Pete, though, is an ant, and that was kind of a natural connection, just because ants prep all year for winter. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the illustrations throughout the book, there's the grasshopper. It's kind of a play on, you know, that old traditional ant versus the grasshopper. And he's always kind of out in the cold when Pete's sitting in the warmth. And so when Pete's young as an ant, he decides he needs to be better prepared. And he learns in the process that many people are preppers too, and that they actually prepare for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, the book, and you've already covered a couple of them, covers a handful of reasons that people prepare, either natural disasters, mentioned solar flare, and, you know, I alluded to EMP and other types of war because I didn't really want a big nuclear cloud on the page. And then economic collapse, which I think is one that we see coming up a lot. And he does different things to prepare for each one of those disasters. So, you know, we often talk about avoiding the tunnel vision. He buys extra food. He learns to use tools that don't require electricity. He pays off his debts and buys gold and silver. And, you know, he tucks his kids in at night saying, hey, look, you know, even though some people prep, again, that signature, even though they prep because they're afraid, we don't have to be afraid because we're prepared. We're preppers. And at the end, there's even a short note to grown-ups. It takes maybe a minute to read, but it basically makes two points. One, you don't have to scare your kids when it comes to prepping. You don't have to keep it a secret from them either, but you should be teaching them useful skills. And to me, I think the most important skill to teach our kids is critical thinking, problem-solving ability, that sort of thing. So Pete kind of embodies all that stuff, and it's Prepper Pete and Friends is the website, and the other books kind of pull some of that stuff. He even talks about his friend Survival with Sam. He can go there if something bad happens and he has to evacuate. So it's building that community from the beginning, but Pete's kind of a community-minded guy. And, you know, in the 12 Days of Prepper Christmas book, that was kind of a spoof and joke and from my family, he's actually given blankets to the grasshopper when he's out in the cold and that sort of stuff. So Prepper Pete is kind of what I like to envision preppers are, that they're prepared, they're willing to have charity and help others if possible, but they're willing to do what it takes to support and protect their family and their community as well. So that's kind of Prepper Pete in a nutshell and his kids.
Do you find that some of your neighbors really don't understand preparing? Are you still finding that? I'm finding that. Well, not my neighbors, but people who I meet just don't get it. Are you seeing that also?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Now, fortunately, where I live in Chesapeake, I live in southern, I live in a very rural my backyard is 300 acres of soybean field. You know, if I want to shoot skeet, I just walk in the backyard and go. So I'm fortunate that we were able to find something like that, in, you know, even near the Norfolk base area. But, you know, when I talk to people, and this book has brought generated some interesting conversation, particularly at work, and they just kind of look at you like, So sometimes I'll just leave the book on the desk, and people are like, oh, what's this? And we start talking, and they're reading through, and they're like, well, you know, and I'll have a little fun with them and kind of, well, yeah, so you think the government's so great, because some of them do, and I'll say, well, you know, even the government says you'd be prepared for 3 days, you know, food and water and that sort of stuff. Not a lot of recommendations I take from the government, but definitely being prepared for disasters that may come. And they start flipping through the book, and they may not get it, and they you know, sometimes they give you the, oh, you're one of those look. But if you show them, hey, look, I'm not crazy. You know, I'm just, you know, you got car insurance. Do you expect to get into a wreck? And if you kind of take it from that logical approach, usually you may not convince someone to become a prepper or bring them around, and that's not my goal, but you can at least let them see that, hey, there's logic and there's something that makes sense to all this. And I think that if we can spread that to different people we meet, even though they may not fully get it, it at least eases it a little bit when the time comes. So, but yeah, I have a lot of friends, and most of them are either preppers or kind of in that mindset just because, you know, they're my friends. But there are some that kind of look at me and they're like, they have some question marks, I guess is the best way to put it.
Kermit, you're involved with the Navy, and you've been on ships. Let me ask you this. Does the Navy issue fishing rods for those on the ship?
No, the Navy does not issue them.
Hey, here's why I'm asking. What we've got is a community on a steel vessel in the ocean, and actually, everyone on that vessel is a consumer. So if we don't have fishing rods and we don't have fishing nets, I'm certain there are not many gardens on board the ship. Without resupply, everyone on board, if they're in the ocean, will die if they don't get resupplied and if they don't get to shore. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think makes the, particularly the American Navy, so phenomenal is the logistics that they have, the ability to resupply a ship halfway around the world at literally a moment's notice. I mean, but the complexity also can be the weakness. You know, if you look at World War II or you look at any war that involved naval warfare, they don't always go for the warships. They go for the supply ships because the supply ships aren't usually armed as well. They can't fight back as well. And if you can cripple the logistics, you know, it's like the difference between fighting the Roman Empire and fighting someone else. If you don't have the logistics, you can't do anything. So yeah, that's a critical point. And I think that it also flows, my statement is that we're pretty much 9 meals away from anarchy. If the truckers in America stop delivering food to the stores, which, you know, maybe keep 3 days of supply on hand, if the EBT system stopped working, and we saw kind of what that happened, I think it was the beginning of last month at some Walmart stores. If any of those things happen and people go without food for more than 3 or 4 days, that's usually what starts the bad stuff, the riots or that sort of stuff. And I'm not a Chicken Little, you know, screaming that's going to happen, but we're 9 days away from anarchy, and we have a very frail, complexity brings frailty with it if it's not hardened. Mm-hmm. And so the same way that the Navy is a good example of that, I think our society as a whole is an example of that. If anything, you know, my dad's been a trucker. He sells big rigs, even now, freightliners. But, you know, if you look at the complexity of society and you look at the restrictions the EPA puts on all these governmental restrictions that just make it more difficult, if any piece of that puzzle gets pulled out, we could be looking at something that gets ugly really quick. And I don't think people are ready for that. They think that because the veneer is still there, that, oh, that'll never happen. And if you go back and look at the news, you know, after disasters of Hurricane Katrina or Sandy or anything that's happened, you don't find many pictures on the web about the destruction and the bad part of human nature after the fact. You can go find it on the live broadcast, but you won't find anything saying, oh, look, people were looting and rioting. You may find a couple of references, but that stuff, amazingly enough, kind of disappears off the internet after everything starts getting fixed back up. And the American memory is so short, we just kind of we check out and move on, and life's happy, happy-go-lucky, and you know, we're kind of la-di-da. And I think that I think we can't live like that. I think we need to be prudent, and we need to be intentful, and you know, we need to be prepared for whatever may come.
So my understanding from what we've learned today in this broadcast is you grew up in a rural community. You had to prepare because you just couldn't go to the store. So you knew what it was like to open the refrigerator and say, oops, we should have bought these things. Oops, I should have had that case of engine motor oil. You know, those kinds of things. Your mom and your dad, and you lived that lifestyle. So you knew about this at a very, very early age. But not all of us had the good fortune of living in rural America where we had to learn these things. When we come back, planning is important. When we come back, let's talk about tucking our children in and what that's like, because you have children ages 10 and below. Kermit Jones, Prepper Pete Prepares, teaching children the art and lifestyle of preparedness.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations to signing petitions to writing your representatives to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my. You go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kermit Jones is with us. He's the author of Prepper Pete Prepares. Link on the website if you'd like to click on it. And I suggest you consider this book for your children. If you have very young children, you want to teach them the preparedness lifestyle. Kermit, you have children of your own, ages 10 and younger. How do you tuck them in?
Reading Prepper Pete every night. not quite. You know, I make up stories with them. I do all sorts of things. We have a bedtime ritual that we kind of go through, and it's, you know, you read a story, we say our prayers, we do that sort of stuff. So I just like to tuck them in knowing that Daddy is going to do, you know, Daddy always, we always, my wife and I, Carrie, let your yes be yes, your no be no. A number one rule of parenting and a biblical concept, but it's Daddy does what he says he's going to do. And so if Daddy mm-hmm. says he's going to do whatever he can to take care of you in the future, I'm going to do what I can to be prepared to take care of you in the future. You know, other people that are reading Prepper Pete Prepares or any of the books, one guy said that he sat down and he was reading it with his minions, as he called it, and he said that it took him nearly an hour because he would stop on every page to discuss, to the annoyance of his kids, I think, but he would discuss everything in the book and what was depicted on the page. And that was really music to my ears. I want my kids, when we read a book like this, to discuss, not just read through it just to say we read a book, but to be a launching point. And we do that with other books too, not just this book. I'm careful of what I let my kids read because it impacts them and it affects them. And so I tuck my kids in. I look at it story time or bedtime as a launching point, and that's kind of what I wish all parents would do. The illustrations, you know, my illustrator, Christy Brill, is phenomenal. I give her a very little bit, and she goes forward, and she comes up with some great stuff. But the illustrations in the book are connected to the story. They're connected to the words. We try to be careful. She would redo a couple at request to make them less scary or to to make it so that they came across a little softer. So it can still be a launching point, but it isn't the end-all be-all as far as that goes. But you can pretty much go through the whole book, I think, without the words and get the point across. Some of the details that she does, that Christy does, are really connected to prepping as a whole. Some of her stuff and things that I don't think of that she comes up with. But I always tell people, you had mentioned Bernstein Bears earlier. I tell people it's kind of like the Boy Scout manual meets Dr. Seuss. And so that's kind of my goal is, you know, not only, yeah, tucking my kids in, but tucking everybody's kids in. I think that everyone should use it as an opportunity to really, because you have their full attention before bedtime. And so you can use that as an opportunity to teach them things that make them sleep better at night.
I would love to see you go to Eureka Elementary School in Charlotte County, Virginia, and do a, what did they call those, an assembly with all the students at Eureka Elementary School with your book. I think it would be a huge hit. I'm very serious.
Well, we're looking at the option of doing that. I'd like to get a live Prepper Pete, kind of a costume for someone that could do signings and meet with kids. One of the books after we get through this first five, I'd like to do an activity book for kids that is, you know, we learn stuff growing up that I don't think they teach in a lot of places. Stop, drop, and roll, how to use a fire extinguisher. And kids today aren't even taught those things. You know, if the house caught on fire, if there was a fire and mom and dad weren't around, most kids would have no idea what to do. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to help, you know, or have Prepper Pete help teach kids, you know, this is where our fire extinguisher is in our house. This is how you use it. This is when you call 911 if mommy or daddy are unresponsive. Those sorts of things that prepare kids for unexpected things that are just normal day-to-day stuff. You know, we used to learn stop, drop, and roll, and we'd roll around on the floor and everything with the fire department. And a lot of them don't do that anymore in schools. They're so focused on standards of learning or other stuff that I want to teach those sorts of practical skills that kids can learn. So, yeah, I'd like to go to Eureka, old stomping ground, and share this with them as well.
Kermit, maybe the next time we've got an expo, which will be in 2014, maybe we can get you out here and maybe you could teach a seminar to some very young parents and very young children about Prepper Pete. I think that would be really, really well worth the time for everybody involved. Kermit, I want to thank you for being with us. You're our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. Coming up next, Ara Hunt. We're going to talk about foster care, the good, the bad, the reality. Kermit, thanks so much for being with us, class. Please don't touch that dial. Stay with us for hours.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.